This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Miss USA, the new one from Oklahoma, Olivia Jordan, coming right up. But first, people tend to be happier on the weekend than during the week, which makes sense. But now scientists have confirmed it. And while happiness increases somewhat on the weekend, worry, anger, and stress levels fall dramatically. Stress is one-third less common on the weekend, the largest effect the weekend has on one of the seven emotions measured in the study. Researchers also found that full-time workers were more likely to feel emotions on the weekend than part-time ones. Workers in offices without trust or partner-like bosses were more likely to have a change in emotion on the weekend. Having more social time is the other largest factor, creating happier people on the weekends. A second video has been released showing a top Planned Parenthood official discussing and arranging the sale of body parts of aborted babies. The first video, released last week, shows Planned Parenthood's Dr. Deborah Nucatola describing how the organization sells the body parts of aborted unborn children. She also admitted she uses partial birth abortions to supply intact body parts. In the second video, Mary Gatter, Planned Parenthood's medical director in Pasadena and San Gabriel Valley, California, discusses selling aborted body parts with undercover investigators posing as officials with a biotech company. Gatter discusses the pricing of the body parts and that the prices of such things as a baby's liver, head, or heart are negotiable. She also said abortion practitioners could possibly change the procedure to kill the fetus in a way that would best preserve those body parts. The old saying that sex sells may not be true after all and could even put off potential customers from buying a product. The study of nearly 8,500 viewers are less likely to remember ads when they were shown around films and TV shows with explicit sexual or violent content than during more family-friendly material. Researchers say the apparent reason is that people pay so much attention to the graphic material, their minds are distracted from what is actually being plugged. Two hackers took control of a Jeep Cherokee from their living rooms in an experiment in St. Louis. The security experts accessed the Jeep's computer brain through its Uconnect infotainment system. They then began blasting hip-hop through the stereo system, turned the AC to maximum, and ultimately killed the transmission and brakes. The experiment was for an article in Wired magazine, which warned about the potential risks of hackers accessing car computers. What happens when you eat Chipotle for 150 days straight? Well, somebody did it, and they have the receipts to prove it. The 23-year-old animator from Los Angeles joked to his brother that he was going to eat Chipotle for 40 days of Lent. He began documenting the journey on his website, Chipotlife, posting photos of each meal and receipt. Once the 40 days ended, he decided to see how much longer he could do it. To date, he has spent over $1,500 at Chipotle. He orders white rice, chicken, guacamole, and lettuce. He tops the concoction with Tabasco Chipotle hot sauce. Target is under fire for selling a girl's T-shirt with the word trophy written on the front. Angry customers are taking to social media to criticize the shirt, calling it sexist and demeaning towards women. Two women complained directly to the store. They received an apology and a promise that their complaints would be shared with those who were in charge of merchandising. But the T-shirt for women and juniors is still being sold on the company's website. Olivia Jordan is the new Miss USA. Hello there, Olivia.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hello, Miss USA.
Hi.
Have you gotten used to that title yet, that greeting?
No.
Hello, Miss USA?
No, I have not gotten used to that in any way, but it's lovely to hear.
So what was it like to hear your name announced when you're in this pageant? I can't imagine what goes through your mind.
It's just like the best feeling in the entire universe. When you hear your name, so many of us have these childhood dreams and we work on achieving them. And a lot of people do. A lot of people are able to accomplish their childhood dreams. But normally that happens over like an extended period of time. if you want to be Miss USA, that happens in like 1 second. You work very hard to get there, but you get all of those emotions of like, I just accomplished my goal in 1 second. And it's the most exciting, overwhelming, powerful feeling in the world. I have been in several. I started competing 3 years ago. So Miss Universe has always been the goal. And I've been working towards that for the past 3 years.
Now, is this something where people met you and they said, you are, you know, stunning, you want to be in the Miss USA pageant, or did you just do this on your own?
You know, I have been modeling for over a decade, so I have been in the entertainment field. I've seen a lot of different sides of it, and it was something that, as a model, no one really ever asks you your opinion. No one really gives you an opportunity to share your thoughts and views on how you would like to change the world. And I saw pageants as such a great opportunity to be able to use my voice, to be able to grow as a person and make an impact and share some causes that are really meaningful to me. I want to empower people to follow their dreams and just have self-acceptance and really love themselves. And I've been able to work with several causes that I feel are incredibly important. One of them is Children of the Night, and they help get children out of prostitution in the United States. And I'm just a big believer in second chances and empowering young people, and that cause allows me to do that. And I work with the Alzheimer's Association because I think it's incredibly important that we protect our aging society. And I would love to work towards finding a cure for Alzheimer's and raising awareness about that.
We're talking with Olivia Jordan, the new Miss USA. So do you recall the question they asked you during the pageant, and how did you do with your answer?
The question was along the lines of, they mentioned that the Confederate flag has just been lowered, that gay marriage is now legal, that all of these things are happening, and they asked what the next hot topic issue will be. And I spoke about race relations, and I think that I made a good point. I talked about acceptance and that race relations are a part of our society and that we need to get to a better place with that, and it's a conversation we need to be having. So I think, yes, under the pressure, I think I nailed it. So I just moved to New York City on Monday, and I'm so excited to be here. It's been a whirlwind. But I have a big year ahead of me. I've been doing some press this week, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. And then I'll be able to sit down with the organization next week and really talk about what our goals are for the year. I know there's so much that I want to do, and of course that the organization has in mind for me. So I hope I can bring some positive light to the Miss Universe organization and really share what this organization is about, which is about diversity and acceptance and spreading a positive message of change in the world.
Now, this is part of the Trump organization. Do they put you up in Trump Tower in New York?
No, I don't live in Trump Tower. The girls for the past several years have been living, I have an apartment in Midtown. It's kind of unbelievable. I live with Miss Universe, and it's been fabulous.
Wait a second. You're living with the current Miss Universe?
I do, yes.
Have you tried on her crown, thinking that maybe you'll be the next Miss Universe?
No, our crowns are very protected, but I definitely will be asking her some tips before I have to go compete for Miss Universe.
Your doorman must be thrilled.
We do have a doorman, and we have the nicest people that work in our building. I'm very grateful. I have views of Central Park and a dining room in New York City, which is actually just madness, but I'm so grateful for it.
And when is the Miss Universe pageant?
You know, they haven't announced it yet, but I will probably be competing sometime this winter.
And you know where it will be?
No, they like to keep you all guessing until the last minute, so that we will find out as we go.
And if we look closely at the movie Hot Tub Time Machine 2, are we going to see you?
Yes, absolutely. I have a speaking role in that movie. It was a great privilege to be able to work with that cast. I'm inspired by so many of them. I love comedic acting. And that was one of my first, you know, big speaking roles. I mean, not big, but big for me. It was one of my first speaking roles. And I filmed it in New Orleans, Louisiana. So it was pretty exciting to go back to Louisiana to make this other dream come true. I have good vibes about Louisiana going right now. Thank you. Yes, yes, absolutely. Keep your eyes out.
Well, do you remember the line you had in the movie?
I don't. I had a couple lines. I think I said something like, that doesn't sound like Adam. Adam Scott was in the movie, and I thought that it was kind of incredible that his character's name was also Adam, so that sticks out. But I said something else at some point. Anyway, it was fun.
Yeah, not important that you don't remember the line, but the fact that you're in the movie and you have aspirations for entertainment as your career?
Yes. It's been, I hope to eventually be the lead of a sitcom and work in romantic comedies. I love acting. I've been in some other things. A movie that you can catch on Netflix is 10.0, the big one, and it's a fun earthquake movie that I got to do with Jeffrey Jones. So I've had fun acting. I hope that you'll be seeing lots more of me.
All right, very good. Anybody that's in a fun earthquake movie has gotten my attention.
Right?
Olivia Jordan, thank you so much. The former Miss Oklahoma, now Miss USA, and who knows, maybe Miss Universe somewhere down the road.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Have a good one.
With the new Miss USA, Olivia Jordan, I'm Mike Bennett. And you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
And Dr. Buff here. So is bad luck more prevalent than good luck? Well, you've got a 1 in 99 chance of hearing from the IRS and a 1 in 75 chance of being injured in a car wreck. But lady luck might work in your favor if you just change one little thing. Here's the science of it. Called the Zygarnik effect. It means that humans are pre-wired to dwell on things uncompleted, wishes unfulfilled, or unlucky breaks. We dwell on the bad things more than we think about the good things that have happened to us. What's the chief psychological trick? Dwelling on past failures while a natural brain phenomenon makes it seem that all you have is bad luck. It's smarter, much smarter, to plan for future successes than to dwell on those horrible past failures. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Recently in Ohio, police arrested 5 men in connection with a rash of Amish beard-cutting attacks. Over several months, the suspects pulled 30 Amish men out of their homes, held them down, and cut off their beards. What do you think the charges are for cutting beards? You might be surprised. The Final Verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min!
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
In this case, the suspects were charged with assault. That's obvious. But also kidnapping, because the victims were dragged out of their homes against their will. And burglary, because beards were stolen. And that's the final verdict.